One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel. I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Camp Package. It's episode 96. Today I have here with me Chidera, and we're back again after a long hiatus. Thank you
guys.
Back to you in the studio, Chidera.
I think we should have a running tally of every time Annie does a chaotic intro. Like, you know how Sabrina Carpenter, as she performs at her concert, she has a nonsense.
That's something very different for every city.
Yes, I think we should start tallying Annie's intros. But hi, friends. We are back in your ears. Episode 96, hashtag Road to 100. This week, we are talking about if you are an asshole, a half asshole, or you are just not the asshole.
Yeah.
We've done this segment before on our thing, but you know, people in Reddit, they're just all chaotic. Like,
also, you guys just love these episodes, so we'll keep giving them. Like,
yeah. Alrighty. So the first one is, so I'm getting married to my fiance soon. I bought my wedding dress weeks ago. My future mother-in-law kept pestering me about trying it on, but I firmly refused. I finally shut it down after she offered me $100 to let her try it on. Her reason for persisting so much, she says, is because of her love for wedding dresses and her obsession with them. Fast forward to yesterday, I came home from work early and I found my fiance at home. He freaked out after seeing me and tried to prevent me from going into my room while trying to text somebody on his phone. I opened the door and was shocked to see his mom standing there wearing my dress. I instantly pulled out my phone and took a photo of her in it. She and my fiance freaked out after I told her she needed to pay me for a new dress in 3 days or else I'll show the whole family the photo. She started crying and then left, and then my fiance blew up at me saying, I can't be serious, and then I overreacted because his mom wanted to try the dress on. No harm done. But I refused to listen to him because, in my opinion, the dress should only be worn by the bride and the bride only, period. Quite frankly, I felt disgusted looking at the dress again. I don't want it anymore. And so I think it's fair she pays me after she ruined it for me. He yelled at me and told me to wake up and stop treating his mom like that, as if she was an enemy. We had a fight after he failed to get me to back down, and he's been staying with his mom since then. I felt awful, but I spent $3,000 on this dress and worked hard to get it. I can't stand looking at it, but people in my family think I'm escalating things and risking my relationship with not only my future mother-in-law, but my fiance as well. Am I the asshole? Let me just preface by saying, if anybody tries on my wedding dress, hey!
What's that? Royal Rumble!
Can you imagine my dress built for me, custom made to me? And you know, it's not even like, trying it on is one thing, but like, it's made for me. So what if, as you put the dress on, button falls down? How do you want to start explaining yourself to me? I know you are nothing.
I have a few things to say on this. My first comment is, you see why Gen Z people are smart. She didn't talk too much when she saw her mother-in-law. She just said, that's all. The evidence is there forever. Two, this is the issue with mommy's boys. Like, my friend the other day said, boys are the only son of their, the youngest son and the only son. Because you can't even stand up for me against your mommy. And also the mother-in-law, like, is she crazy? Like, why does she want to try on? Does she want to marry her son? Why does she want to try on the dress? Up to the point that she's offering $100. If she wants to wear a wedding dress so bad, she should go to the wedding dress shop, tell them she's about to get married. They'll give her 10 dresses to try on.
50
like, why do you want that one so badly?
Guy, that's just wild. Like, especially with how delicate wedding dresses are. Like, not only can I not forget the image of you in it? But like, what if you left sweat patches in my dress? What like, where do we actually all
please, go? Even if you wanted to wear it, like, couldn't you have waited for me to wear it first? Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just like,
yeah, I don't think she's the asshole in this situation.
I don't think she's the asshole either. Right. And she should stand her ground, because I'm not gonna lie, if she gives into this one, this is the trend for the rest of her marriage. His mom is gonna do a madness and he's gonna be like, she's my mom, she's not the enemy.
But also, like, you had a fight with me and you're now staying at your mom's house. Are you
also man? Him yelling is crazy.
Him yelling is insane. It's insane. Also, like, can we talk about the price of wedding dresses? They're so goddamn expensive.
Bro, 3K is even like a cheap one.
3K is a reasonably priced dress. If we're talking a designer dress, you're looking 15 up.
What would you say is your budget for a wedding dress?
I don't know what my budget is. All I know is that I want an what's her name? Alanuko dress.
Do you want custom Alanuko, or like, can you just do like regular?
The Jasmine, whatever that style is, with like the sheer, like, embellished sleeves. That's my dress. The way I've seen that thing on my TikTok and saved it so many times, so I'm not getting confused. That's the dress. That's the dress I want.
Because there's this babe I follow on TikTok, and shout out Anna and Chiam, they got married recently, and Anne had an Alanuko dress, but hers was not custom made. It was just like one from the collection. She said it was 6.5k. And honestly, that's cheaper than I thought it would be for Alanuko. Cheaper than I thought it would be. I guess it's because it's not custom made.
Guy, I just, like, I know for the longest, I really, really wanted a Baldrian Sahiti dress. But I've heard the way that man discriminates against people that
blacks, are like,
black, more than size 6. You just, and upon all that money, you have to fly to them. Like,
I heard that they're quite unreliable as well, TBH.
Yeah, I heard that, like, some dresses were getting delivered, like, day before, 2 days before wedding. And, like, I heard some dresses were unfinished. Like, I can't. Alanuko, we trust, man.
Because Alanuko is a black woman. She gets it.
She gets it. Ah, her dresses. Ah, chef's kiss. Beautiful. Beautiful. But I don't know what my budget is, but whatever she offers. Twali Baba, thank you.
Your voice is loyal. Okay. Then I'm trying to look at if there's anything else I have to comment on this. No, you're not the asshole. I can't lie. I understand.
You're not the asshole.
And yeah, the people of Reddit also believe she's not the asshole. So yeah,
Reddit is a pretty strong community. Alrighty. Anu, would you like to take us away with the next one?
Yeah, okay. My husband, 32 male, and I, 29 female, planned a week vacation to New Orleans in the US. We, but mostly I, have been planning this for months. Back in March, I told him I would plan most of it, where to go and what to do. All he has to do is make sure he had the week off and buy the plane tickets. I spent the last few months researching what to do. I booked the hotel room, made reservations at places we wanted to try. I made a list of all the sites I wanted to see. Every few weeks, I would check in with my husband to see if he had asked off and bought the tickets yet. He would say he was waiting for the plane ticket prices to go down. 3 weeks ago, I reminded him again, and he said he had got off work for the days but had forgotten to get the tickets. Wow. He looked online and the tickets were close to $1,500 a ticket. So why he was going to wait some more, see if they would go down. Last week, I asked if he had bought them yet, and he said no. We looked again, and the prices were still high. He said he wasn't willing to spend that much on them and asked how much money I would lose if I just cancelled everything instead. He offered to have a nice staycation instead. I told him I was not willing to cancel everything because I spent so much time planning it. We argued and we didn't come to a conclusion. I wound up just buying one ticket for myself, and when I flew out Saturday, I told him I was still going, and he acted all surprised that I didn't want to stay home with him. I'm in New Orleans now, and he's blowing on my phone saying that I am an asshole for still going without him. I was trying to get a ticket to come too, but I told him if he came, he's getting his own hotel room because this is now my vacation away from him. Am I the asshole? I just want to...
Yeah, I think she deserves a round of applause.
Because as a woman, this is why you need to have your own... This is what they call vex money.
Ah, vex money.
That's small $1,500. Don't worry. That's small money. I can pay. That's what she said.
It's girl math, isn't it? $1,500. I'll make you back.
Because honestly, like...
Yeah. Like, it's giving he never wanted to go.
Yeah.
But then I can't say that. Well, he did get the time off, but like, Especially
when you call the time of late too.
Yeah, especially with plane tickets. Like, plane tickets are the plane game, guys. If I tell you about the plane game is crazy. The fact that, like, when I was younger, and my parents would be like, it's time to go on vacation, I'd be like, oh, per, like, I'll just come in my little Dora the Explorer suitcase. I'm at the airport next year. Do you guess? No, but, like, the past few years, especially since I've been going to London for spring break, I've had to book tickets for myself. And all these strategies that come into play, you have to have a VPN, you only buy tickets on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you don't fly on Monday. Ah! Ah! What's going on? Or, like, if you look at 3 a.m., tickets are cheaper. Haki, that 3 a.m. one is definitely true because I was trying to go to London for spring break last year. I was going for 2 weeks. I checked at 8 p.m. Tickets were saying 1,000, 1,200. 3 a.m., 550. I said, nah. But United, you guys are crazy. Did you not think I was going to miss this craziness? But, yeah, no. It's giving he didn't really want to go. Like, understand waiting till things go down, but sometimes, like, especially really, really close, like 2 weeks out from your date, that ticket price you see is that ticket price you finna get. Like, I don't think you're the actual, because you use Vex money to go on your journey, and I have to respect the game. The game is the game.
Yeah, and for my thing is that, nah, the man really thought that him saying, I'm not paying, she'll be like, okay, I'll stay at home. I love this woman. I love her. I love her. She now said, he's now saying that, why did he? She's an asshole for going without him. I've been telling you since, let's go, let's go, let's go. You don't want to go. Now that I'm enjoying myself, you don't want to go. I mean, she didn't take her seriously from the beginning until she showed her muzzle. That's what he now.
Speaking about, I feel like we've had a lot of couple ones. Did you hear about that one on Twitter? I can't remember. I think it was
Adela. Yeah, I was actually going to talk about that.
Yes.
So for those of you guys that didn't hear, it's basically Adela Patron and Miriam Musa. They're two YouTubers in the UK. They have a podcast. And they get, like, people to send dilemmas to them all the time. Hint, hint, cough, cough. Because when we ask for dilemmas, hint, hint, cough, cough. Some people don't answer. Hint, hint.
I mean, I don't need dilemmas. Like, I didn't do my homework on Tuesday. What do I do? Please, I can't help you.
Hint, hint, cough, cough. Anyway, that's just to one side. Separately, so somebody sent in a dilemma basically saying that they were getting married, and their fiancé wants her to include his sister in her bridal party. Sorry, guys. We're actually recording this at 1:18 a.m. UK time. I don't want anyone to ever tell me that I don't love this podcast or love this one. I should be sleeping. Anyway, yeah, so she was like, I want to get married. I'm getting married and my husband wants me to put his sister in my bridal party. But, like, she just doesn't fit my aesthetic. I want my wedding to be perfect. Like, all the bridesmaids are wearing the same thing. All of them must have sleek ponytail, buzzed down. And no locks, no braids. If your hair is natural, you must have a full frontal. She said her and her girls are hot girls, and this girl does not fit her aesthetic.
First of all, the aesthetic.
It reeks of anti-black. Reeks of anti-black.
Yeah.
And second of all, even if you thought all that, like, even if you're a bad person and you thought all that, you should not leave your mouth. All you need to say is, babe, me and your sister are not that close. I don't want her and my brother. Nobody needs to know that you're doing all these evil things that she doesn't think. People are of marrying age, they are still doing mean girls in high school.
Yeah.
God help all my people, though.
Anyways, but so yeah, she said that she doesn't fit her aesthetic. But the dude replied.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that
he
part.
He replied. And he said,
I was saying to my friend the other day that, like, as much as, like, these dilemmas are anonymous, if it's about you, like, or
you
somebody
know, you know the situation
about,
yeah,
like, as a man, I would have known that it's me,
guy. Oh my god, I'm looking for the reply right now. But he replied, guys.
What did he say?
And he was like, oh, and not verbatim, guys, but he was saying along the lines of, damn, that's crazy, that's cool, you know, I love my sister though. I don't know if this marriage is still going to take place. Stay safe still. Ha. You see why Anu said you keep those evil thoughts in your head? To go up to him.
It still is crazy.
Bro, to just say, like, if someone asked me to include someone in my bridal party that, like, you know, my bridal party is full of my girlies, like, and maybe they didn't, quote unquote, fit my aesthetic. Not that that's a thing. But, like, I'd be like, hey, babes, I don't really think this person, like, my bridesmaids is full of my friends, my family. Like, I know you love your sister, but, like, it's my bridal party. I'm sorry. Simple. How about those, keep those evil thoughts in your head? But no, you took those evil thoughts, you wrote it down, and you sent it to a podcast. And you think they wouldn't read this. You see your life?
And you think you won't be clowned? Like, does she think that people are going to validate her and be like, I get you.
It's giving very anti-black.
Extremely.
What does it even mean to be a hot girl? Someone define. Mm-hmm. Are we not all hot girls?
And she was like, oh, me and my girls are hot girls just like you. If anybody ever wrote any kind of thing like that to this podcast, I say, please don't rope me into your shenanigans. The kind of hot girl I am is not the kind of hot girl you are.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So, and Reddit also voted that one, not the asshole. I am 23, female, brother, 30, male, had been planning a wedding with his 26 female fiance for a year. My brother and I have never been close because of our age difference, but it's not like we don't get along. They had been dating for a few years, and fiance wanted to have this giant wedding with all our family and hers, plus friends, plus ones, etc. But they couldn't really afford it. They finally agreed to have this wedding at a venue that's somewhat small and they can afford it, but it doesn't allow more than 100 people in it at a time. I guess her and her parents were mad about this because more than 100 people just in her family friend list needed to be invited and their plus ones. So they made a compromise where some guests would be a part of the 100 and the rest of the guests would be in the overflow wedding. Huh?
Overflow.
So they would still be invited but wouldn't mess up this limit the venue has. The guests in that overflow room would watch the ceremony on a live stream video projected into this movie theater nearby the venue that they would rent out. I guess renting out a room in a theater is cheaper, I don't know. Apparently, her list is the most important, so I was invited to the overflow wedding.
Crazy!
I was pissed about this, and I asked him what this was about when we were at my dad's birthday party 2 weeks after I got the invite. He said it was fine because I could go to the reception. I told him that I was the principal. I am his immediate family, so I should be able to go to the normal venue. He told me that he needs to make her family happy and that I should understand. Then he said we're not that close of family anyways, blood or... and that she needs to be happy on her wedding. So basically, I told him that I would not be attending the wedding and that I should get to go to the main ceremony. He got mad at me and we were yelling, fighting. Multiple people at the party yelled at me for making a scene and that it is her day and I should be grateful for even getting to go to the overflow wedding.
Grateful for getting to go to the overflow wedding is crazy.
First off, if you can rent us a theater plus your venue, would it not make sense to just get a bigger venue?
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't know anything about wedding particulars. I've never been married before.
Wedding venues are expensive, Sha, so perhaps there's an issue there.
I get that, but then by the time you're renting out a whole theater, like AMC, IMAX, is just shutting down one whole theater room for you.
That's crazy, though.
See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like at the end of the day, also, in the 100 people, does the man not get his say? Is he just getting married in front of his bride's family and friends? Like,
the man clearly has no liver, and I'm sick and tired of men that have no liver. Okay. This is your sister. Like, I agree with her. Like, come on, your sister. And you invited her to overflow wedding. Do you know, you guys know overflow, like, there's night vigil in a church and there's no more space. They did not do some people the screen.
They put you outside the chair. Nah, for real. That's rough. That is so rough. But like, I don't know. There's a lot of wedding talk in this one. I feel like, I always say this, I don't know what I'm going to be. By God's grace, I have the financial means to do it. But like, I kind of want like, not giant, but like, a little bit of small and intimate, you know? Like, my mommy is not going to get to invite her best friend from secondary school. Like, nor babe, that's not happening. But, like, I kind of want it small. And I feel like, do I even know, like, 300, 400 plus people to start filling a venue? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Keisha, I feel like making a guest list for my wedding is actually going to be difficult.
Whoa.
But I don't think I'll be having any overflow, Anisha. If you can't afford to have that many people, two of you need to sit down together and decide who are the important people. Who are the ones that we can pass?
Yara. Live stream is crazy. Are we still in COVID times? But I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah. I also think I've been seeing a lot of TikToks. I don't know why I'm on wedding TikTok, but they were mentioning, like, if you're booking a venue, always go with a place that's like, that needs minimal decoration, because it cuts your cost of flowers and things in half. And I was like, y'all are spitting. But yeah, Reddit actually also voted this one not the asshole.
Because she's just not, like,
she's not being unreasonable, TBH. Alrighty, Nunu, next one.
Next one. I had a vaccine.
You had a what?
You guys didn't hear any of that. I had a vasectomy after my daughter to make sure I won't have other kids. I spoil my daughter however I can. This includes brand clothes, expensive schools, and best electronics. And before anyone decides that my daughter is a brat, I should say that she's an extremely well-behaved kid. The problem is my wife and her ex can't afford the same for their sons, and they are angry that our kids have completely different living situations while living at the same house. My wife thinks I should be spoiling her sons too, but I can't afford it, so I told her that's not my problem, and they have two parents who should be spoiling them. This is an interesting one.
It's tricky.
Why do they all live in the same house? Sorry.
I wonder if it's a split custody situation.
But he said that they're her sons.
No, yeah, so I think... Oh, I see. Oh, okay, I get it. Man married wife. Wife came with two sons. Man had daughter, but man has accepted me.
But who did man have daughter with? Her?
No, someone else.
Okay.
You see, we just had to break it down.
My wife and not my ex-wife or my wife.
No, yeah, my wife and her ex.
Nah, this man is crazy. How, like, it's the women that are not assholes and it's the men that are.
Nah, it's like, that's kind of rude. I would get.
So imagine your daughter is going to Eton.
And your sons are going to.
In fact, let me not even use UK schools. I don't know UK schools well enough. Your daughter is going to the Waterman College. Your sons are going to
Iriti Grammar School.
Thank you. No balance. If you can't afford to spoil all of them, you need to give them all an average life.
Yeah, but like also, you married her. They're your kids as well.
Exactly. So the way he's saying, like, their sons. Her sons. And honestly, like, if he wanted to spoil his daughter a little bit more, no. Like, when you married the woman, you knew that she
had you are not the stepdad that stepped up. I can't even lie to you, bro.
You knew that she had two sons, so I don't know why you're now acting bad.
Yeah, it's not like it was out of shock. Like, after you married her, she said, oh, meet Tim and John. You know, right? Yeah. But yeah, yeah, kind of like, you are the asshole. Because can you imagine these, and I don't know what age they were brought into the family, but these children have grown up seeing you as their father figure or whatever, and they know they have another dad, but you're the one they live with. And they're like, oh, can I have this? And you're like, no. But your daughter is carrying a $4,000 bag. And so, is it not wickedness?
That's actually wickedness. Like, that's the only word to use to describe it.
Because you married the wife, you marry her and her children. All righty. Okay, the last one is, I'm a single income, no kids uncle. My siblings want me to change my house around to make it kid friendly so they can bring their young kids over and leave them with me. I love my family, but my house is my sanctuary. I want my stuff as it is. I don't want to hide away all my fragile or dangerous stuff, cushion sharp edges, gateway stairs, and make it kid friendly. Instead, I watch their kids occasionally at my siblings' places or take their kids out on my own dime. No one in my family has demanded I comply, shouted, or anything like that. They just hurt and feel put off. I stated my case courteously, and they said they understood. But I know they're disappointed in me and feel my decision prioritizing myself over their kids, which in truth is the point. I won't sacrifice my comfort and pleasure in my home so that young kids under 10 can drop in anytime. One thing I'm going to say about this, those single incomes and dink households, those people don't mess around with their houses.
They don't mess around with their with their houses and with their sanctuaries.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, maybe it's because I don't have kids, but I don't see the problem. Like, I spend time with your kids, I take your kids out. I'm a mother. I take care of your kids.
Yeah, I don't really see why I should have to baby proof my house if your kids at your house and I'm taking them out on my money.
Like, there's no reason why they need to come to my house. Like,
yeah, there isn't. I don't really think you're the asshole. I don't think you worded it in a great way, but
I didn't think they're the asshole though. But I think it's because we don't have kids, so we don't understand these things.
Yeah, we don't understand. But yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I would baby proof my house, but like, I'd have a little kiddie playroom where you can go and do whatever.
Yes, I think that's the solution. He should have one kiddie playroom / bedroom. Like, well, that would ruin his aesthetic, sha.
Yeah, it's all about the aesthetic.
As a bachelor.
Anyway, guys, Reddit actually voted this one the asshole.
And I want to hear you guys. I want to ask you guys to say things. You don't say it. In the comments on the Instagram post, like, let us know which ones you think are the assholes and not the assholes. Because I'm not going to lie, personally, I think they're not the asshole. Because it's not as if I don't want to watch your kids. I watch your kids. Yeah. I take them out. Like, why should my one... It's like saying that my bedroom... Because we are not rich, so our whole house cannot be our sanctuary. But my bedroom is mine. So, like, if I don't want to... You're not asking him to change the whole layout. And the thing is, they're asking him to change the whole layout of his house. For their kids to be coming every now and then. So he's making a permanent change for something that is not permanent. And then also, his siblings too, they want to feel entitled. They'll just be like, oh yeah, I'm on my way. I'm dropping my child. See, this is what we don't want. That's C finish, and I don't want C finish.
I don't want C. Who wants C finish? But yeah, I agree as well. I don't think they are the asshole. I think it's a lot to expect from someone that babysits for free and takes your kids out on my money. Like, I don't think I'm asking for much to have my house be my house. Mm. You know? But yeah, guys, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of the Care Package Podcast. Thank you for listening. And as Anu said, please let us know if you think these people are assholes, half assholes, or not the asshole at all. As usual, guys, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod, TikTok The Care Package Pod, and yeah, y'all know the vibe. Stay tuned. But yeah, thank you guys.
More on the way. Yeah. Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.